Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the September 5th, 2023 regular meeting of Moorville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Newton Brenneman from New Hope Christian Center.
Thank you, Mr. President. I invite you to pray with me. Father God, I recognize you as creator and king of the universe. You are a God of righteousness and mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Every truly good thing comes from you. I thank you, God, for these leaders. May your ways, your principles, your very thoughts guide our leaders. I pray you'd provide courage, health, and favor for their personal lives and for their professional lives. Lord, I ask you to guide and bless these proceedings. May we honor you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Brennan. The clerk should please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
Spears.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Squirrel.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the July 17th regular meeting, as well as the August 9th special meeting of City Council. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Shanklin moves.
Sorry?
Second, Mr. Hamburg.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment scheduled on our agenda for this evening, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we begin, as always, with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Hamburg, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report. I do have two items I wanted to add, just a brief note about. First off, the Brenneman scoreboard at the park has received a fresh coat of paint, and the decals are now being installed, and some light bulbs are being replaced as well. So I'd like to thank Matt Corbett and Crystal Clean Power Washing. They did the spray paint application. Looks really nice. Saved us a lot of money from replacing the scoreboard altogether. Second of all, I'd like to announce we are going to have our fourth annual Fall Festival at Orr Park. And the date there is going to be October 21st, so it's kind of the week right before the Halloween weekend. We're going to go 5:30 to 7 p.m. this year, and that will be at Heller Hall, and the American Legion is going to hold their trunk or treat again, which was very well received. I think we had a couple hundred people that went through the trunk or treat and the trail there last year, so excited to do that again this year. There will be a lot of free candy and some s'mores at the end of the trail as well. So that's all I have.
All right. That's where I'll be is at the end then. All right. Good. Our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance Personnel, let me say that the entire body met on August 9th in a special meeting as an ordinance and personnel function, and during that meeting we accepted the recommendation of the Ordinance and Personnel Committee to appoint Bev Squirrel to the unexpired term of Travis Wilson as Council Representative in Ward 4. So we welcome her and we're very glad to have her.
All right, thank you very much. Our Transportation Committee, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met. We did have a good recess with all those colleagues, and now we're back at it. I haven't bugged a director or a chief in a long time, and now we're ready to get back at it. That I'm not supposed to run.
Okay, thank you very much. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, so I have no report there. However, I would like to set up a committee meeting for next Monday, September 11th, 7 p.m., or immediately after the utility meeting. And then the topics of discussion there will be two. One, the ladder truck purchase, and then the second would be the staffing.
Mm-hmm.
Just
the 7
p.m.
Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met.
But I did receive a letter from the Orville Planning Commission. I'd like to read that.
Yes.
August 18th, 2023. Dear Council. On August 17th, 2023, the Orville Planning Commission reviewed a request from City Council to change codified ordinance 515.19 pertaining to the housing of chickens and rabbits. The Planning Commission voted in a vote 4-1 due to the close proximity to the neighbors. They do not recommend the change to the City Council, and the aforementioned codified ordinance remains as is. As signed, Robert Snyder, Chairman. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to welcome Ms. Squirrel to City Council. And I imagine your committee has not met, so you don't have a very long report for us anyway this evening.
Correct, Mr. President. We have not met yet. However, I'm hoping to meet and figure out what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes, there you go. Takes a while, so give yourself some time. All right. Thank you very much. We have no special committee reports on the agenda, so we'll move on to our administrative reports, and we'll begin with Mayor Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have two items, and that is we have two employees of the month since we were off the month of August. Robin Hansen began her career. She's our employee of the month for August. Began her career with the city in December of 2022. She lives in Orville with her husband, Darren, and their four sons. It was known when she was hired that her years of billing and office experience would be an advantage for the city of Orville. In 2022, she obtained her associate's degree of applied business to increase her skill set. Since day one, she has been eager to jump in and become part of the team. Robin is also a certified personal trainer. She enjoys camping, fitness, pickleball, and spending time with her family. Congratulations to Robin for being our employee of the month, and we had lunch at Old Carolina a few weeks ago. For September, Kyle Badger is our employee of the month from the distribution department. He was hired in January of 23, so he doesn't have a full year here yet with us. he lives on his own, or his family farm. Kyle's previous experience and his effort to continue learning on the job and studying his Northwest Lineman College books has made him an asset to our department. Kyle also serves as a volunteer firefighter, EMT, for New Pittsburgh Fire Department. He has recently been promoted to Lineman 2. In his free time, he enjoys farming and working on his Ford trucks. And I don't know if he works on any other trucks. It sounds like just Ford trucks. And Kyle has a bright future with the distribution department, according to Jeff Oliver. So glad for those to vote. We have not had lunch yet. We have to schedule that yet. So don't know when that is. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Our safety service director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. School is back in session. And we do have SROs assigned at all three schools this year. So that's a new development for us, and we're pretty excited about that. The service department has been busy. We are working on new pickleball court lights, and they actually poured a new sidewalk to the lower Orr Park restrooms today as well. So that's a nice connection from the sidewalks to the restrooms. The street projects for this year have been completed. There are still a few list items to finish up, and we are now in the planning stages for next year's projects. And that's my report for this evening.
So that question we get every week, when will we have lights at the pickleball courts? What do we think there?
I would say in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Yes. We do have poles ordered. We're kind of going through supply chain issues with those. So we do have a temporary solution if there's a point where it's clear that the poles aren't going to be here in the next few weeks. And so what you may see is a temporary solution rather than the full-blown solution. But either way, it's going to be, hopefully folks will notice the difference.
I bet they will immediately.
I'm sure.
There's already an active pickleball group on Facebook or whatever that group me or whatever the app is. They're messaging each other all the time. So, all right. Thanks very much. And Mr. Prediger, our utilities director.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few notes. We do have a three-man crew down in Florida, helping that several communities down there on the heels of Hurricane Idalia. Orville and 10 other AMP communities, as part of APPA's National Mutual Aid Program, responded to a call down there. The governor of the state has also got pleas out for additional work down there. And so our guys have been spending time in Tallahassee and in the Live Oaks area there. And we expect them to be down there probably through this week before they start coming back there. So the hot weather has the generation plant up and running there. So if you've driven by the plant and heard some extra noise or saw some condensation coming from the cooling towers, that's because we're out peak shaving today, tomorrow, and possibly Thursday. In the water department, last week we had a water main leak on Kenmore Drive. Actually, that was a self-inflicted leak. Our line crew actually hit that line, and that was due to a mismark of the contractor that does all the hoops underground marking for the utilities. We've been having some issues with the accuracy of their underground utility locates for the past 6 or 9 months, and unfortunately they mismarked the location of a line, and we found it, and that resulted in a boil alert for a couple dozen customers there for 24-hour period. Just a note here, as we enter into the fall mode, just a reminder, the city does have a natural gas aggregation program. If you recall, this time last year, we were in the thralls of the Ukraine conflict. Natural gas prices were going through the roof, and we were out shopping for gas for the next period. We were able to get into a blended 2-year contract, which was variable for several months and is now fixed. And that fixed rate for this period now through October of next year is $6.61 an MCF. Right now, if you go out on the PUC website, their apples-to-apples website, prices are in the 335 to 450 in MCF range. And I expect them to kind of be in that neighborhood for a while. So if customers are considering switching, which I actually did last about 2 weeks or so ago, this would be a good time to switch. You can switch out of the city's aggregation program at no charge. Go on their site. There's there are really over 100 different suppliers out there. There's about 70 of them that offer fixed contracts, and they vary anywhere from 6-month periods up to 4 years. But there are several in that 350 to 450 an MCF range of fixes it for a year. And then we're hopeful that next spring, when we look at the next coming period, pricing will be down a little better. But this is one of the few times when this aggregation program is not working relative to what some of the market offerings are out there. So if any customers have any questions on that, they can call our office or go on the Public Utilities website and look at the variety of offerings there. They're all pretty straightforward, read to fine print. Most of those do have cancellation fees attached to them, but most of the time, if you're interested in a fixed rate, there's really not that much of a reason to want to jump ship midstream there. But because this is one of those weird market anomalies, I just wanted to bring that to folks' attention, even though, judging by the weather out there, we're not thinking about heating yet. But before we know it, it will be getting cold, and as that colder periods come, the market will also start kind of ticking up a little bit there. So right now, it's the program's fixed at 661, and I'm just going on record saying there are better deals out there. So I would encourage people to take a look at those, and if they have an interest in switching, it is really painless over the internet. Just need your dominion account number, and they will start that the next billing cycle. So again, if you have any questions on that, give our office a call, and we'll talk our customers through that. And other than that, Mr. President, that's all we have for the utility side of things.
Very good. Thank you. We'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Strindlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have just a couple quick items this evening. The state has not yet released our audit for 2022. After the release, I will notify all of you, and then we'll put the documents on the city's website for anyone to review. Also, I did provide council with the investment report for the second quarter of 2023. After you've had a chance to review that document, if you have any questions, just feel free to give me a call. Also, I will be sending an update on our general fund revenue as soon as we close the month of August. Things are looking slightly better than we anticipated, so that is promising for us. And finally, I did have the clerk provide the July fund balance report in your packet. I just need a motion to approve that subject to audit.
I move to approve that balance report.
Second.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handler.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I just have one matter of note. As you're aware, Mr. Wilson resigned from City Council, and he was Council Pro Tem. So I have appointed Mr. Espiras to be our next Council Pro Tem. That is effective immediately, and I want to thank him for being willing to serve in that capacity. Thanks very much. That's all I have, so we can move on then through old business and on to new business.
Ordinance G23, I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Shanklin seconds.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance G23, an ordinance opting out of House Bill 172 and reaffirming the ban on discharging, igniting, or exploding consumer-grade 1.4G fireworks in the City of Warrenville except as set forth herein, and repealing and replacing Ordinance C-22.
Mr. Wheeler, any comments?
Thank you, Mr. President. Chief Birkbeck had brought this to our attention a few months ago. The state updated their Ohio Administrative Fire Code to reflect hours from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. That is not one of the items that is discretionary for a local ordinance. So as a result, we brought it back to you to implementing the 4 p.m. to 11. Our previous legislation was reflected 8 a.m. to midnight. So really, that's the only change in the ordinance, and it's only to reflect the Ohio Administrative Fire Code, which is kind of the rule of thumb on this in regards to the hours. Be glad to answer any questions.
Hearing none, would you like to pass this tonight or let it go on until next reading?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended. A second.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move ordinance G23 be adopted as read.
Shanklin seconds.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Amber?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2723, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hamper.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Amber?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2723, a resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor.
Just to give you a little bit of background on this, after council approves the budget in June, it is forwarded to the Wayne County Budget Commission. Sometimes they'll have a hearing and I will attend that. We'll review the budget. Other years, if they don't have any questions, they forego the meeting. But in either scenario, after it's approved, they do forward the legislation that's before you this evening. Basically, your approval authorizes the auditor to collect our property millage. At the present time, it amounts to a little over $500,000. This does not need to be passed this evening, but it will need to be passed at the next meeting to meet the deadline for the county.
I can really see no reason to delay this. Something that we very typically do. So I move rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Look at this, just blank.
Ms.
Carr.
I know we haven't known each other for very long.
Yeah, right. It's 10 years.
Andor.
Yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Motion passed.
You can just turn your name tags to me. That would be.
I can say.
Yeah.
Move resolution 2723 be adopted as read.
Second. Mr. Hanger got in first. Got to be fast.
Yep. Spirit.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2823. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hanger.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2823, a resolution authorizing the finance director of the city of Oroville, Ohio, to enter into a contract extension agreement with the independent public accounting IPA firm of Zupka and Associates for the provision of financial audit services for the period January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2025.
Comments, Ms. Herman?
Yes, I have just a few. Our three-year contract with Zupka has ended with the 2022 audit. After consulting with the state auditor, we would like to extend that contract. There are a couple reasons for that. The first is we do have a fairly good relationship with Zupka, and there's also a lot of time involved when we switch auditing firms. They have to understand our system, our reporting, all of our processes. The extension would also allow for a 3.5% increase over the life of the contract, bringing the total to approximately $68,000. So when you consider that increase and the proposals that we received in 2020 coupled with today's economic climate, we feel that that increase is justified, and keeping with the same firm will certainly help with the efficiencies that we've created now that they understand how we work. The resolution does not have to be passed this evening. It can go to full three readings if you prefer, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, for me, it seems like a good deal. These are auditors that we know and have worked well with in the past. In Janet's notes that she sent us, there had been an RFP in the past, and this firm was actually the low bidder at that point in time. I think they do a good job, and I see no reason to delay contract extension. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Spirit.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 2823 be adopted as read.
Second.
Squirrel seconds.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Spirit?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2923. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spiros.
Mosley?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2923. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with Atlantic Emergency Solutions Incorporated to purchase through Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing Program a Pierce 100-foot tower ladder truck with Enforcer cab and aluminum body and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a resolution to replace our existing ladder truck. There is now almost a four-year wait time once we order it, so that would bring our current truck to about 27 years old. So this is something that we have discussed previously. We'll definitely be discussing much more detail at the committee meeting for next Monday as well.
Questions or discussion tonight?
Now there was a timeline on that.
Yes. So the manufacturer has offered a discount for the month of September. So we are kind of in a time crunch if we want to take advantage of that discount. We've been working through financing numbers and different options with Ms. Strimlin, of course, the way things are going, we have to get almost weekly. We're getting updated numbers so that we're as things fluctuate in the financial markets. So. We do have those numbers, and we will have a recommendation for you on Monday and which direction we would like to go in regards to financing, assuming council moves forward with the purchase.
And then the second meeting in September, we would need to approve that.
That would be ideal, yes, to take advantage of that discount.
And just to let the public know, this is not a surprise to us. This is something that we discussed. We knew it was coming down the road. We knew the lead times were terrible. We've talked about the cost and whatnot, so this isn't something new. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the latest numbers are, and I know that Mr. Spiros has been working very closely as chair of his committee with the fire department, so we look forward to learning all that, making that sound decision.
All right, thank you very much. We'll let that go, and then until our next meeting, pursuant to a discussion next Monday, at a meeting of the Safety Service Safety Committee. Very good. That concludes new business for this evening, and so we'll move on then to any comments for the good of the order. Yes, Mr. Larson.
I don't want the irony of this to be lost on anyone. Tonight, we actually made a little more restrictive the law on fireworks that we had approved earlier. And that permitting fireworks to be used around Ohio was something ultimately that was the result of a million-dollar business, multi-million-dollar business, lobbying again and again and again forever until we can now, from 4 to 7 p.m., walk up to your property line, light explosives continuously if you like, no matter what your neighbors think or feel. And that's the law. Or at the same time, your kid can't raise a chicken or a bunny in a pen in your own backyard. So let's stew on that for a while. I don't know what Planning Commission was thinking. We had two committee meetings where the public was invited. We had, at the first committee meeting, we had several members of the public show up in support of the ordinance change. Right now, you're not allowed to have chickens in Oregon, okay? Or bunnies, ultimately, as it reads in the ordinances. People have them, 4-H kids have them as projects. It seems appropriate that this is a law that needs to be fixed. We tried hard to fix it. Planning Commission apparently has an issue with what we came up with. despite those two meetings, despite the public input. So I expect to revisit it. I'm not going to let it die because I really don't think that we want to go out and start taking bunnies and chickens away from little girls. So that's my word for this evening.
Very good. Thank you. Ms. Quirrell.
Mr. President, I've had a couple people ask me about the stray cats around our city, in particular in my neighborhood. And so I was just wondering if there is an agreement with the Wayne County Humane Society, or what is there out in the city that people can do to get rid of these stray cats?
We do currently have an agreement with the Humane Society where they do take the cats for us. And then they do build a city for that. We've had that program for a number of years. It's the same as Worcester. Worcester has the exact same program as well. Oftentimes they are not accepting cats, but they do still accept ours as part of the agreement. And if they want to reach it, we actually have traps as well that they can use and are welcome to use that the service department has as well. So.
So how would a resident go about getting one of those traps? Or?
They would just call the service department, and stop in and pick it up. I'll give you Ryan's number. That might be easiest, just to call Ryan directly.
Mr. Mosley.
Hey, there was a point where obviously we used to get hit with a bunch of stray cat complaints. And just a little bit of research that I've done, obviously, we're not the only community that's dealing with stray cats. There are actually some catch and release that other communities are doing, and they're actually, they actually have an ordinance where the local Humane Society is catching the cats, neutering them, fixing them, and then putting them right back into the community. So really, it doesn't, solve that problem. But, obviously, if I borrow your trap, I trap a cat, I take it to the Humane Society, they say we're not accepting cats.
They will if it's through the city of Oroville. If you're catching them in the city limits, because they've opened up enough space to meet the needs of our contract and Worcester's as well.
So we just need a cat catcher.
Yes, and they also offer a TNR program as well. Where they catch and release, same as what you had said, but they do offer that once a year. Well, they'll come in town and do that. I have not heard. That schedule for this year, but again, like you said, it doesn't necessarily solve the problem, right? Other than the population expansion.
If I could comment on that also, I'm on the board of the Wayne County Community Foundation, and we gave a grant to the Wayne County Humane Society a couple of years ago. I actually vetted that grant where they did the trap, neuter, and release program. It was very effective. They get a team of, it was like 10 vets that volunteered their time and vet techs to perform that service, and they do let them back out, and they also expanded the program to treat them for parasites and other diseases that those cats might have. So it's a great program. It doesn't solve the immediate issue of these cats. They do set them back, although there were a handful that they found that would be adoptable or that even had chips in them that they found, their owners with, things like that. So not a perfect solution, but it is a solution that they also do in addition to taking the cats.
Can I jump in on that too?
Yes.
The catch, neuter, and release programs are a kind-hearted but somewhat misdirected effort. Cats are not native predators to this area. A cat belongs inside a house. Catching, neutering, and releasing a cat outside keeps the problems intact. They're still going to dig a hole in your mulch when you go to the restroom. They're still going to spray your lawn furniture. They're still going to kill songbirds and small animals, worse than any other predator in the United States. Millions and millions of songbirds are lost to feral cats every year. And I'm a cat lover myself. My cat Moses is my best friend. Never leaves the house, and there is no reason for a cat to leave the house. That's just my two cents on that one. Keep your cats inside.
Yes, Mr.
I'd like to echo John's point with the chicken and rabbit legislation. We can't be
the city that doesn't allow kids and youth to expand their knowledge. This is absolutely ridiculous. We owe it to them to allow them to use this, to stay away from drugs and so forth. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Ms. Squirrel.
I just have a question for Kyle and John. So how many, I'm just curious, okay, how many children are actually within the city limits who are having to raise chickens and bunnies?
OSU Extension has told me that there are 60 kids with Oroville zip codes, Cheryl pointed out at that nuance, that have chicken or rabbit projects of 4-H at this year's fair.
So we don't know if they're in the city limits or
we
not.
We do not, and that's not information that they will release. And given the present situation, it's not something that people are going to come forward about because they're doing any legal activity at this point. So, you know, I know of people that are raising chickens and bunnies, and I will not divulge their identities. But they're out there. I mean, this is a real thing. I'm not making.
And how is it being enforced?
To my knowledge, it is not.
If I can answer that, so we have always enforced that legislation. In fact, we did just enforce it this week with a rooster. But when that legislation started to flow through, I didn't think that was fair to either side, honestly, to start enforcing it, knowing that it was potentially going to be legal within a short period. So. Historically, we have enforced it. We have historically gotten a few calls a year on it. Normally, it's more of a rooster issue than a chicken issue. But I did tell our zoning folks not to enforce it as this is kind of flowing through the process.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And importantly, to Mr. Wheeler's comment, in our ordinance, roosters are forbidden. You have a maximum of 6 hens. And they have to remain in an appended enclosure all the time. They can't be free ranging. So that's just a couple of the things that that ordinance addresses specifically. And we looked at dozens of other cities in Northeast Ohio to see what their ordinances said. And we used those as a bit of a model. You know, we took what we felt were the best parts of those different ordinances. So we're not reinventing the wheel.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, since this was brought up and since Councilman Larson's comparing this to a state law about fireworks, which none of us agreed with, I will say there was a very good article in the Daily Record last Friday that mentioned the different categories of 4-H because we keep pounding on this 4-H issue. Long, long ago, our forefathers decided that there was city limits for a reason, and people could live in the city if they wanted to, and if they didn't want to, they could live outside the city limits and they could have their animals and farms and whatever. But the categories listed by the 4-H, by the newspaper about 4-H, was 20 to 21 different categories on here. All of which, and I can read them all, but it's writing, photography, the study of insects, small engines, robotics, electricity, bicycles, gardening, woodworking, welding, small animals, and it had parentheses, pocket pets. So I would assume that's, you know, your hamsters and gerbils and that sort of thing, which would be fun. Discovering 4-H, which is one of their categories, miscellaneous family. Don't know exactly what that is. Consumer sciences, natural resources, self-determined shooting sports, knots, fashion, food and nutrition. Every one of those can be done in the city limits. We're talking about one that, because we're in the city, has been restricted. And I don't think I'm not going to sit here and feel like I'm bashing the youth of the country and not letting them learn because we're enforcing an ordinance we've had for years in this city. So, you know, there's two points to this right now. It's not all just one. That's all I have.
Any other questions or comments? I did receive a question. It was an unusual long period here, but I did receive a question, I believe last week, on a senior center in Orrville. I didn't know if there was any history over if anyone has attempted to open a senior center in Orrville, or any thoughts on that?
There was talk about it years ago, but you know, with everything else, whether it's a teen center or a senior center, it involves money and buildings and staffing and all that sort of thing. So,
okay. All right, very good. Thank you. Anything else? Hearing nothing, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Orson moves.
Second.
Mosley second.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Ferris.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next regular meeting for Orrville City Council will be September 18th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Picture time.
Don't leave yet.